Good morning and welcome to Simply AI. It's Friday, April 19th. On today's show, Megalodon introduces a deep learning architecture for efficient sequence modeling with unlimited context length, and Google DeepMind's SEMA project enhances agent performance in dynamic 3D environments across various platforms. Plus, learn how to build a better AI helper by modeling the irrational behavior of humans. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply AI. We start off with an exciting development in the world of natural language processing. A team of researchers from Meta, USC, CMU, and UC San Diego have introduced a new model called Megalodon that aims to efficiently manage long sequences of data, a critical challenge that existing models like the widely used transformer architecture often struggle with due to high computational costs. Here with more details is our Simply AI correspondent. So tell us, what sets Megalodon apart from other models?
Megalodon is designed to handle sequences of unlimited length, which is something that many existing models struggle with. It uses a combination of techniques, including a complex exponential moving average, CMA, and time step normalization to reduce computational load and improve scalability. This is in contrast to traditional transformer models, which see their computational requirements grow quadratically as sequence length increases. By using these innovative approaches, Megalodon is able to process long sequences much more efficiently.
And how has Megalodon performed in testing? Has it shown quantifiable improvements over other models?
Absolutely. The researchers put Megalodon through its paces on a variety of language processing benchmarks, including multi-turn conversations, long document comprehension, and extensive language modeling tasks. They also tested it on datasets specifically designed for long context scenarios, like the Scrolls dataset for long context QA tasks. In these tests, Megalodon demonstrated clear improvements. For example, it achieved a training loss of 1.70, which is better than the Llama 2.7b model's 1.75, though not quite as good as Llama 2.13b's 1.67. And on the Scrolls dataset, Megalodon outperformed a standard transformer model, achieving a lower perplexity rate of 23 compared to the transformer's 30.
It sounds like Megalodon is a significant step forward in terms of efficiently processing long sequences of data. But what are the broader implications of this research? How might it impact the field of natural language processing going forward?
This research could have major implications for how we handle extensive sequential data, not just in natural language processing, but in related fields as well. By addressing the inefficiencies of traditional transformer architectures, Megalodon is setting a new standard for what's possible in terms of processing long data sequences. It's likely that we'll see more models adopting techniques like SEMA and time step normalization in the future. And as our ability to efficiently process long sequences improves, it could open up new possibilities for applications like long context question answering, document summarization, and beyond.
Fascinating stuff. It will be exciting to see how this research continues to develop and what new applications it enables. Thanks for breaking it down for us. Speaking of exciting AI research, the exploration of artificial intelligence within dynamic 3D environments has emerged as a critical area of study. Google DeepMind researchers have pioneered this realm, developing sophisticated agents capable of interpreting and acting on complex instructions within various simulated settings. This new wave of AI research extends beyond conventional paradigms, focusing on integrating visual perception and language processing. Here to discuss this further is our Simply AI correspondent. Can you explain the fundamental issue in this field and why it's important to address?
Absolutely, David. The key challenge lies in the limited capability of AI agents to interact dynamically in three-dimensional spaces. Traditional AI models excel in static environments with clearly defined tasks and responses. However, they struggle when required to engage in environments characterized by continuous change and multifaceted objectives. This gap highlights the need for a robust system that can adapt and respond to unpredictable scenarios, much like real-world interactions. Addressing this issue is crucial for extending the usability and practicality of AI systems beyond controlled laboratory settings.
So how have previous methodologies fallen short in tackling this challenge?
Prior approaches have often relied on rigid command-response frameworks, which confine AI agents to a narrow range of predictable, controlled actions. These agents operate under constrained conditions and cannot generalize their learned behaviors to new or evolving contexts. Such methodologies prove less effective in scenarios demanding real-time decision-making and adaptability. This underscores the necessity for more versatile and dynamic AI capabilities that can handle the complexities of real-world environments.
It sounds like the SEMA project by Google DeepMind and the University of British Columbia is aiming to address these limitations. Can you walk us through their approach?
Certainly. The SEMA framework, which stands for Scalable, Instructable Multi-World Agent, leverages advanced machine learning models and extensive datasets to train agents that can understand and execute various instructions. By integrating language instructions with sensory data from 3D environments, SEMA agents can perform complex tasks requiring cognitive functions and physical interactions. The core methodology involves training agents to process combined inputs of language and visual data to navigate and interact within diverse virtual environments, ranging from curated simulation platforms to open-ended video games. Through pre-trained neural networks and ongoing learning processes, SEMA agents learn to generalize their capabilities across different settings, effectively bridging the gap between specific instructions and physical actions in a digital space.
And how have these SEMA agents performed in evaluations so far?
Empirical evaluations of SEMA agents demonstrate their enhanced ability to interpret and act upon diverse instructions. Performance metrics across various platforms reveal significant successes in executing tasks that mimic real-world activities, such as navigation, object manipulation, and complex problem-solving. In one notable evaluation, SEMA agents achieved an impressive task completion rate of 75% across multiple video games, showcasing their proficiency in adapting to different virtual environments and tasks. These results highlight the potential of the SEMA framework in advancing AI adaptability and usability in dynamic 3D settings.
It's fascinating to see how this research is pushing the boundaries of AI capabilities. Thank you for breaking down the significance of the SEMA project and its implications for the future of artificial intelligence in complex, real-world environments. On a related note, researchers at MIT and the University of Washington have developed a new method for modeling the behavior of agents, whether human or machine, that accounts for the unknown computational constraints that may hamper their problem-solving abilities. Here with more details is our correspondent. So what exactly did these researchers create?
The researchers developed a model that can automatically infer an agent's computational constraints by observing just a few traces of their previous actions. This results in what they call an agent's inference budget, which can be used to predict that agent's future behavior. Essentially, it helps account for the fact that humans and AI systems often behave suboptimally when making decisions due to limitations in the time and resources they can dedicate to solving a problem.
And how does this differ from previous approaches to modeling behavior?
Many prior models tried to account for suboptimal decision-making by simply adding noise. For example, having the agent make the correct choice 95% of the time instead of always choosing the correct option. This new method takes a more nuanced approach by directly inferring and quantifying the computational constraints that lead to those suboptimal decisions in the first place.
The researchers demonstrated their technique in a couple of different scenarios. Can you tell us about those?
In their paper, the researchers showed how their model can be used to infer someone's navigation goals from their prior routes, as well as predict players' subsequent moves in chess matches. In both cases, their technique matched or outperformed another popular method for modeling this type of decision-making.
So what are the potential applications of this work? How could it ultimately help improve human-AI collaboration?
The key is that being able to understand and predict human behavior could enable AI systems to better assist their human collaborators. For example, If an AI agent can infer from past actions that a human is about to make a mistake, it could intervene and suggest a better approach. Or the AI could adapt its own behavior to compensate for the weaknesses or constraints of its human teammates. Modeling human behavior is an important step towards building AI that can truly augment and enhance human capabilities.
It will be fascinating to see how this line of research develops and what new possibilities it unlocks for human-AI teamwork. Thank you for that insightful overview of this work. Speaking of AI advancements in medicine, a new tool called Tyke is helping to capture uncertainty in medical images. The system, developed by researchers at MIT, the Broad Institute, and Massachusetts General Hospital, provides multiple plausible segmentations that highlight different areas of a medical image. Here to tell us more is our Simply AI correspondent, Michael. So what exactly is image segmentation, and why is it important in biomedicine?
Image segmentation involves annotating pixels from important structures in a medical image, such as organs or cells. AI models can assist clinicians by highlighting pixels that may show signs of disease or anomalies. However, the problem of medical image segmentation is often not clear-cut. Different expert annotators might provide varying segmentations, disagreeing on the existence or extent of certain features, like the borders of a nodule in a lung CT image. Having options and seeing the uncertainty in a medical image can influence decision-making, which is where Tyke comes in.
And how does Tyke differ from other AI tools used for medical image segmentation?
What sets Tyke apart is its ability to provide multiple plausible segmentations without needing to be retrained for each new task. Training is a data-intensive process that requires showing a model many examples and extensive machine learning experience. Because Tyke doesn't need retraining, it could be easier for clinicians and biomedical researchers to use out of the box for various tasks, from identifying lesions in lung X-rays to pinpointing anomalies in brain MRIs.
The researchers mentioned that ambiguity has been understudied in this field. Can you elaborate on why capturing uncertainty is so crucial?
Absolutely. As senior author Adrian Dalka points out, if a model completely misses a nodule that some experts say is there while others disagree, that's probably something worth paying attention to. Capturing this ambiguity can provide crucial information that other AI tools might overlook. By calling attention to these uncertainties, Tyke could ultimately improve diagnoses and aid in biomedical research.
It sounds like the researchers had to overcome some significant challenges to develop a system that can both capture uncertainty and be easily applied to different tasks. How did they approach this problem?
You're right. Tackling both of these issues with a single solution has proven especially tricky. Typically, if you want to take ambiguity into account, you often have to use an extremely complicated model. The goal with Tyke was to make it easy to use with a relatively small model so that it can make predictions quickly. By finding a way to address these two major pitfalls simultaneously, the researchers have created a tool that could have a significant impact on the field of medical image analysis.
It will definitely be interesting to see how Tyke is applied in real-world settings and the impact it could have on biomedical research and patient care. Thanks for breaking that down for us, Michael. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply AI. We'll see you back here tomorrow.